Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Scott. It's really, I mean, obviously it covers every aspect of everything we do, right? So whether you're rebalancing a portfolio, you're collecting notes, you're handling service support, you know, technology is that kind of underlining factor that crosses everything. But from our perspective, kind of taking a step back, is what role does technology really play in the business that we're in? And fundamentally, the business that we're in is about relationships. It's about how advisors, institutions connect with their clients and connect in a meaningful way, not just kind of pushing product, not just simply pushing different, you know, services, but more importantly is that understanding where the client is, where they are in their lives, what they're doing, what their pain points are, what the problems they're having, and ultimately kind of almost in a therapeutic role to some extent, is understanding what their situation is. So with that kind of framework in mind and the lens that we view technology through, our business through, how do we develop, design, implement technology that's really supporting the relationship? How are we helping enhance, develop, enrich that relationship between the advisor or the institution and their clients? And it comes in a variety of different factors. But always, as we think about it, and the kind of the lens that we view that is it helping? Is it servicing? And technology is, let's be clear too, is one aspect of it, right? There's a whole bunch of other aspects that go into it, and it's really how you bring all those together to provide kind of the right solutions for the client and really for the family, right? For the extended view that you're dealing with. So the criticality of the technology is, how do you actually support it? How do you support the diversity of products that you're delivering to your clients and your the kind of extended relationships of those clients? So those could be simple, you know, let's use like a robo type solution all the way up to planning and taking care of elderly parents, but you need to have the platform to bring that all together. But again, the technology is used to figure out what the solutions are and the experience that you're trying to create with their clients. How do you stay in touch with clients, making sure that you're aware of what's going on in their lives and knowing what, you know, when they want to be contacted and how they want to be contacted? So there's various forms of communication that can be done. And sometimes it's obviously face-to-face, other times it might be a text. But again, seeing how technology is going to be a tool that you use in order to keep the relationship, stay connected with the client, deliver the services that you're providing. And that's really kind of the philosophy and at the fundamental level of what we do and how we do it. Is that's how we're building, designing, and implementing, always back to how does this really kind of support and enrich the relationships that an advisor or an institution might have with their clients. And that's the path. It's not the shiny object that we're after. It's not gravitation. Oh, everybody's doing this, so let's use that. We're always taking a step backwards and saying, how does this really help? How does this support the overall theme and the overall strategy of the relationship?